Seagulls circle the shore of Carlingford Loch, the inlet of sea that forms the beginning of the Irish border. On a September afternoon, the seaside town of Warren Point is peaceful, although during the Troubles, the area witnessed several atrocities, including the bombing of 18 British soldiers by the Provisional IRA. It was the British Army's single biggest loss of life since World War II. Local businessman Jim Boylan remembers his childhood days living in a war zone.
They just had there was a mass bomb here on the 5th of May 1974 at the post office, and that was a Sunday. And I was at a neighbour in a helicopter flew over.
Boylan, along with his colleague Adrian O'Hare, are part of an initiative to build a bridge from Warren Point in the north to Omeath in the south, turning a journey of half an hour into 2 minutes and revitalising tourism and trade for the area.
And this is the actual crux of this bridge, is to create a conduit for active, sustainable tourism in our direction. That's what it's all about. It's
making connections in a time of barriers and divisions. The bridge plan has been hit by financial setbacks, but O'Hare worries that political and economic uncertainty over Brexit will not only endanger his project, but also disturb the fragile peace process.
The thing about the Good Friday Agreement was only possible because we were in the EU, because we were actually jurisdictionally one anyway. So therefore it didn't really matter. And the whole Good Friday Agreement just parked it, and we'll just see what happens. And most people were content with that. Peace ensued thereafter, so obviously they were, you know. Now you've actually disturbed all that. Now you've a border, you've a them and us. You have an opportunity for both sides to exploit the situation. The unions to say, there'll never be an United Ireland now.
Dr. Katie Hayward is a political sociologist at Queen's University Belfast and an expert in Brexitology. She points out that recent history shows the danger of policing the Irish border.
So if you look at what happened in the escalation of the Troubles, so in the early 1970s, when it was a customs border, customs officials, customs posts were targeted by paramilitary organisations, especially, well, obviously the ANLA, most particularly the IRA. So what started to happen was customs officials would be accompanied by armed police officers, and then eventually the British Army. So you see the escalation there, and then you're not just, you know, it wasn't just the customs officer that's the target, it becomes the British Army, which is a much, obviously, a very highly symbolic target for the IRA.
Though the Irish border remains invisible, the Northern Irish capital of Belfast still has over 100 so-called peace walls, physical barricades that separate Catholic and Protestant communities. The writer Garrett Carr has walked the entire length of the Irish border for a book project. He lives in East Belfast, near the peace walls, and considers how the two connect.
The fear with Brexit is that it will re-harden the border, and therefore other aspects of Northern Ireland's sort of social life will harden along with it. Because I think a lot depends on the border, and a lot of what happens in the cities are sort of reflecting the state of the border. So the Good Friday Agreement softened the border and made life a bit softer in the cities. So the fear now is what will happen if it becomes hardened again, if it once again is a confrontation.
Yeah, I already put a bomb outside. It went off. 63 people were seriously injured in Maine. 5 people lost their lives.
Some peace walls stretch more than 12 metres into the air, crossed by huge metal gates, many of which are locked at night. Vivid murals on the sides of houses depict heroes from the Loyalist and Republican causes and the victims of political violence on both sides. Sectarian clashes between Catholic and Protestants occasionally break out. These areas have even become a niche political tourism destination. Keir, a driver at Paddy's Black Taxi Tours, parks outside of a playground in the shadow of a towering wall.
Religiously. And if you don't teach these kids to gather, how are we supposed to get them to live together as adults?
For the last 20 years, Northern Ireland has enjoyed a hard-won, fragile peace. But Brexit has once again exposed political tensions. Northern Ireland voted to remain in the EU by a majority of 56%, yet risked being taken out. This, combined with the economic uncertainty and fear of a hard border, is causing many to relive the worst parts of the island's history, with no solution in sight. Andrew Connolly, for RFI in Belfast.